Hello, friends. Welcome to Lunchtime Conversations, and I am here with one of my favorite people. She's come all the way down to Thrive DTSP. Now, who doesn't know about the Safety Harbor Arts and Music Center? Well, I did, and I've been. Have you? And with me today to share some information both about the venue is Autumn Pearson, the director, and artist in residence. And educator. Welcome, Autumn.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Autumn, before we start, you have a wonderful guest. Mena is here, Kiernan. She is an artist muralist and creative director. Hello, Mena.
Hola.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Bien.
And she's going to talk about Enterprise High School, and we're going to talk about some incredible things because a museum and art and music venue expands beyond its walls to make the community a better place. But let's start first of all, Wes. What is Safety Harbor Arts and Music?
That is a good question, and one that most people ask when they arrive, because the first thing you see is a great big pink elephant and a huge building with 300 mirrored mosaic panels, and everyone always says, what is this place? And it's hard to describe because it's everything. It's art, it's creating audience, it's a building up emerging artist. We have a ton of education programs. We do 48 concerts a year. We had 8 Grammy winners on stage last year. We did over 100 programs through our education called ArtReach, pre-K through seniors. So we are educating, we are creating culture, we are providing creative outlets, we are supporting emerging artists, and we're a really fun place to visit. We're an art environment. We're one of 150 recognized art environments in the United States. So anything and everything about art and creativity and expression, that's what we are.
And you have said that what drives you is the belief that every person deserves the opportunity to be seen, heard, and valued through creative expression. Amen to that, Radio Safety listeners. Mena, tell us a little bit about you, and then we're going to get to Enterprise.
Mena Kiernan, my story begins just always wanting to do art. There was never really any reason, specific reason. It was just like who I am. So growing up, you know, life happens, and being an adult, you have to get a real job, as they call it. This was my only option, and this is my real job. So career muralist, passionate about teaching kids, being involved with the teens specifically. But yeah, I'm just art, I guess. Life is art.
What does art do for young people? I'm going to start first with you, Autumn.
What does art do for young people? It gives them an outlet and a safe space and a way to express themselves. I think the young people, particularly of this generation right now, feel very influenced by so much. I know everyone talks about social media, but it's true. They can access anything all day long, and that's what they're looking at and putting themselves up against. And I think the pandemic during this teen generation had a huge impact on teens connecting with each other over screens instead of face-to-face. And I think art is what is going to break that down. And art is connection. And I think that teens, adults, young people, old people all need to connect together off of a screen and with a paintbrush or a medium. So that's what I think it does.
Mena, and you talk about the fact that guiding young people through the creative process, it brings you joy. Talk to me about the challenges and opportunities that, and your real life experiences. Share something with us where art has transformed someone you've worked with.
So I believe that on top of what art is and the feel-good emotions, art is also a part of the brain that needs to be exercised. So when the kids are being involved in situations like this, they're exercising a part of their brain that it might have been there, but it's not unlocked. Now it is. Mm-hmm. They experience something that they didn't even thought that they could do. So it pushes their psyche into that space of like, if I did this and I did it once, I can do it again.
And it felt good.
Yeah, and it felt good without being like, today we're going to exercise this part of the brain. And then seeing them grow helps me kind of maintain how I need to move around life, you know what I mean? Seeing them take the lessons that I'm teaching them, it's like, oh, I need myself to do better in this aspect because now these kids are imitating what I am teaching them. And not only are they learning, again, that passion and unlocking the things, they're learning real life tools. You know, prep work and time management, et cetera, et cetera.
Collaboration,
mm-hmm.
creativity,
communication.
Expression, communication. It's as if the sunshine that both of you shine on the world shines back at you, because what you both have said that I think is such an interesting aspect of this is we grow mm-hmm. in our interaction and collaboration off screen.
Yeah.
So I want to get to Enterprise High School.
Please, let's go. It's my whole heart.
All right.
Shout out to Enterprise High School.
Yeah. To all of you out there, we celebrate you.
We're thinking of you. Woo, woo. Yes.
Oh, it's over there. Squeeze my little chicken.
Oh where's the chicken?
So yeah. This comes from Station 12 Studio, and this is what we do when you've done good. All right.
Enterprise has done very well.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
Enterprise High School, man, it is such a great, great school and that provides so much opportunity and support. And I really want to emphasize the word support. Enterprise High School is a dropout prevention charter school in Clearwater. We accept kids from all throughout the Tampa Bay area, from ninth grade through graduation, and you can graduate up to the age of 22 through Enterprise. Enterprise High School has a leadership team that is committed to education and creating an environment for success. The teachers of Enterprise High School are working together, I would say, as a family to really hold up and support each kid that comes to Enterprise. And again, it's that seeing and hearing. You have to see the kid and hear the kid to understand what it is that they need to be successful. And graduating high school is the first step of success. And Enterprise High School is committed to seeing every kid through.
Yeah.
I want to point out that this is a public dropout prevention.
It's a public dropout prevention school.
Let's talk about that, because it is just not something that is fun and frilly. It is a lifeline.
It's a lifeline for sure. And I'm glad that you recognize that, because everyone comes to school, whether it's Enterprise or any other public school, for a reason or a purpose or something. And the kids that come to Enterprise are wanting to get their education, but the big school maybe wasn't the right fit, or perhaps they work, and so their work schedule is conflicting with their education schedule. So Enterprise is really awesome in that regard, because it provides a morning session for the students and it provides an afternoon session. So you can go to school full time and you can work full time, because some kids need to have that opportunity, or just for social emotional reasons. It's a flexible schedule for kids to attain their credits, and it's self-paced and it's online, and the teachers are right there supporting them every class, every time they walk through the door, to get them across that graduation line.
I think it just gives them like a different set of tools. It's not mm-hmm. like these tools don't fit every kid,
yeah.
which I think is another reason why art is helpful, because mm-hmm. you know, maybe I don't want to go and do the jobs that's expected of me. What else do I do? So here's another set of tools. Just keep collecting them and finding what you eventually need.
And knowing you have a support system of adults who believe in you, I think is really important. I think that's what keeps the kids coming back, is because they are seen and they are heard at Enterprise.
Where is Enterprise, first of all?
Enterprise High School is kind of a 19 and Enterprise. You go under 19 mm-hmm. and Enterprise has a funny little turn there. So it's just right off of 19
behind the Wawa.
Behind the Wawa. That's
yeah. behind
a great
the Wawa.
Way. And Chick-fil-A, that's a big turn for the kids too.
So how did that collaboration come up? Let's talk a little bit about, let's go back to the journey funding and all of that.
We'll go way back. It was a very interesting journey. I was actually living in Morocco at the time whenever I found out about Enterprise High School, because I was recruited by the Safety Harbor Art Music Center to come back and launch their education program. And I was a principal, assistant principal of a school very, very similar to Enterprise. And I needed to connect with a public school. It was my first time working in a nonprofit. Public school is what I'm comfortable with. So I reached out to Enterprise and was like, hey, I think I'm going to be rolling into Safety Harbor as the education director. I'd love to collaborate with you and see what we can do with the kids. And we did a Zoom call, and then the pandemic happened. So everything kind of was on pause. And when I finally made it back to the United States, one of the first people that I got in contact with was Enterprise. Donna, the business manager, and Pedro, who's the ESE art ESL and art teacher, we all met at Shamsie under the big umbrellas, and we came up with this grand idea to do a 2-week recycled self-portrait project, and I was going to be the artist in residence. And I was thrilled, and I rolled in, and we did it, and it was fantastic. And day three, administration rolled in and said, "We have never seen our kids so engaged and happy. We need more of this. Would you be interested in coming back one day a week next year?" And I said, "Absolutely," because it was the end of the school year when I did this project. Oh, I always get goosebumps every time I tell this in a little misty. And led to 2 days, and now I'm in year four of 2 days a week. And we, part of our program is to bring in working artists. So we've had Zulu painter Christy Lopez, Derek Donnelly, Beth Warmath, and that's how I connected with Minna and brought her in. So when you walk into our school, you see a Heather Richardson mosaic right when you walk in, and the hallways are filled with beautiful murals from all of our community artists who are really doing a great job out there. Shout out to all my muralists. Ashley Quintero. So it's just grown into a project where professional artists are working with teens. The art center is connected through me. It provides volunteer opportunities. You have to have 120 hours to graduate, so we can provide volunteer hours. So through the arts, we have really been able to collaborate and make an amazing program for the kids.
And I feel like they really respect it.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about your octopus installation. Yes. So tell us, I know that this year you're here with this interview, and you know, you were involved with it last year, but tell us about your beautiful, large, collaborative octopus installation.
Okay, so you're going to have to excuse me because I do get all in my feels. So Autumn adopted me, and she brought me in, and my task was to get these kids to just kind of mingle with each other, which is the idea of the octopus, right? The tentacles. It's everybody is just kind of intertwined.
Early in the school year. We needed to build connection.
Yeah, because, you know, these kids are over here, these kids are over here. But look, you have answers that he doesn't, and he can help you. And they're kids that probably wouldn't have talked to each other. And by the end of the project, this kid was drawing on this one. They were borrowing ideas from this other kid. And just being able to connect with them on a different level of, it wasn't just like, "Hey, guys, we're going to do this project." I was like, "Hey, my name is Mena. This is Autumn's room. What are we doing here?" We're connecting. And they really took it and they ran. They ended up doing little individual octopus projects. So they're all around. And each one is so different, but it's so colorful. Kids that you thought weren't going to be into the project were like so deep into it. And then they have to get a pass to come to class.
It's a choice. So yeah. All of the kids who come to the art room need to get to school on time and complete a few assignments, and then they get to choose to come to the art room. So it's a choice. So the kids want to be there. And so they want to be there because I think they are able to connect and talk, and they're not in front of the screen. They may not be super into art, but they're taking a break from school and giving them selves a little social emotional broccoli, if you will, to kind of keep on
exercising.
Did you just say so? Let's just say that again. Social emotional broccoli. This
Everybody
is going
to
be my new, instead of saying I love you, let me give you some social emotional broccoli.
Yeah, we need to give ourselves good, healthy greens, and we need to give our brain good, healthy opportunities. And art is that.
It's that art muscle, you know?
Things are being cut back. You know, arts, music, et cetera, et cetera. How do you keep this funded, and how can people listening today be involved with the nonprofit and also to support the art program that you're doing?
Yeah, so Enterprise is a public school, and public schools get referendum dollars. So the art program is funded through the referendum dollars, which is very, very important. If you are able to ever support referendum dollars, please do that. It does keep arts alive, it keeps music alive, and also keeps libraries alive in schools. So that's really important on that aspect. In terms of the Safety Harbor Art and Music Center, we are a nonprofit. So we have a membership program, which we really would encourage you to look at it, all levels from $10 a month all the way up to whatever you want to give. And keeping the arts alive is really important. And it is true that a lot is being cut. So at the Art Center, we believe that you know, proof is in the pudding with authenticity. So if you see what we're doing and you think it's good and you approve of it and you want to keep it going, help us keep it going. Mm-hmm. And check out all the great things that we're doing.
And I'm going to come back to you in a minute, but since you have a segue there, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming events and exhibits. What's there now?
So we have over 100 events booked from now through December. Mm-hmm. It's true. So there's going to be something happening every single day, multiple times a day. We're going to launch with classes beginning September. We have Senior Dreamers, which is our senior program. It's the first Saturday of every month. Mondays is for kids. We have our Art Start, which is our pre-K program, 4 to 7-year-olds, art and literacy-based program. That's the first and third Monday. The second and fourth Monday is our tween scene, and that's our 8 through 12-year-old. So it's an after-school opportunity to have art enrichment for anyone who wants to join. I know art's only 45 minutes a week, so if your kid really loves art, the tween scene would be a great way to keep them going.
Bring them to us.
Yes, and then we have a lot of adult classes. We have ceramics on Tuesdays. We have an acrylic class 4-session coming up. We have watercolor, collage. But Wednesdays is where it's at in my mind, because that's the Teen Takeover Hope Through Creativity program in sponsorship with Let's Speak Up for Mental Health, which is an incredible nonprofit that believes in teens as much as we do. And so in direct partnership with them, every Wednesday from 5 to 7, we offer a free program for teens. We give them a hot meal, art supplies, connection, safe space to create, and that's led by Lena. Lena, your new name, Lena.
Let's love Mena.
Let's love Lena. So it's going to be led by Mena and our wonderful community outreach coordinator, Patty Samuels from the Art Center.
Tell me a little bit about the music that you book.
Wow, I forgot to talk about the music, and that's what it's all about. That starts in October. I was just telling you about September.
will have the whole calendar and the links to everything.
Yeah, we will. We're kicking off with Mighty Mystic, a really awesome reggae band. We have a really great fall lineup. It's all online. You can check it out at shamsi.org and see what's coming up. We've got some goodies.
So, Mena, I want to turn to you, and let's talk a little bit about, in addition to being an educator, in addition to being involved with these programs, both at Enterprise and at Shamsi. That's so cool. I feel so Shamsi.
Yeah.
It's actually a lifestyle. You could be Shamsi.
It is a lifestyle.
It is. It's a planet. It's a lifestyle.
It's home.
Let's talk about your art and what you're doing. And do you have murals around town that you have done? So I want to just focus on you and tell us about you.
Okay.
Because I want our audience to appreciate you beyond just the two roles, the many roles that you do with Shamsi.
Appreciate it. The many faces. In Safety Harbor, I love Safety Harbor. When I first moved to Florida, Safety Harbor became pretty much home. Throughout my teen years and my young adult life, Safety Harbor has always been my comeback to point. So my husband and I, we paint together alongside with my 9-year-old daughter. She's security and manager. We do a lot of muraling in Safety Harbor. We also travel for murals, but during the holidays, you can see our holiday windows up and down Main Street, restaurants, the Tides.
So you actually paint on the windows?
Yes. Every storefront in Safety Harbor is Mena. So it has the style of the store and then with Mena. And so it's really wonderful. It's like a mural walk all the time.
December issue, Bay Magazine. I can see it now.
Okay, bring me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, we actually I just started my seasonal windows. So I got to do some cool blue pumpkins.
Fun.
And we'll be changing them. But Safety Harbor, like I said, just has my heart. I like to do a lot of the volunteering events. We do a lot of live art for galas or networking groups and events. Yeah, so that's always fun to be involved in. And that's actually really how I came to live at Shamsi. Autumn found me, brought me in, and then I just haven't been able to leave because it's...
Because I have her handcuffed to the cabinet that holds all the mural paints.
Willingly. No, and then being able to have their help and the amount of support that comes through Shamsi has helped me bring it all back to that exact same place, which is the teen takeover that we're going to be trying to do this year.
We're going to have a mural mob. So we already have three walls that are in place, ready to go. That'll be led by Minna and the Art Center in partnership with Speak Up.
I want to come be part of the mural mob.
You can. Yeah. All ages are welcome, and the teens will show you how to prep and paint. So look out for the teen mural mob. It's coming your way.
So the Vitale brothers have nothing. It's so interesting because the Vitale brothers are doing down here in Gulfport what you're doing up there, which is
the next generation.
The next generation.
We look up to all of these mural artists.
If it wasn't for the Vitale brothers, for example, and then many other artists, you know, I also wouldn't have been able to put my dream and my passion that I had in my head into an actual plan. So thank you guys, by setting that path, you guys have helped me, and in turn, I'm going to help the next generation and that generation, and it's just going to be this big ball of generations.
And that's
it's more than a legacy. Again, it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. That's the whole purpose behind the programming at Enterprise and the programming at the Art Center, is to bring in working community artists to connect and build relationship with the students. It's about relationship, not just, hey, look at what I do, but the artists really are in it to engage with the kids. And as Minna said, that impact is real.
Yeah,
and we
want to
keep it going.
Folks, if you've just joined me on Radio St. Pete, I'm talking to SHAMC director Autumn Pearson, and I am speaking to an educator and artist. So actually, Autumn is an artist and an educator, and I want to know about Morocco before we get off air. Amanda Kiernan. We're talking about the Enterprise High School. We're talking about the programs for youth, seniors, adults, everyone at SHAMC, the amazing lineup. We're looking forward to their podcast, which is going to be starting in October, and hopefully we'll be able to rebroadcast that on Radio St. Pete.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about the fact that people are so divided by politics, and you don't need to be divided by politics. You just need to be united by creativity and art. Talk to me about a specific example where someone angry or concerned you, brought anger, brought some emotional instability into your classroom, and how art changed their life without mentioning names. A real life story.
Oh, this is a hard one for me because I live under a little bubble of creative protectiveness, and I don't really have any experiences to share with you where anger or anything like that ever entered, because I think what we exude on the outside as an organization, both Enterprise and the Art Center and myself personally, is those things kind of stop at the door. And you're so in awe by the creativity and the support and the warmth that those things don't really happen. So I'm sorry I can't answer your question.
But actually, you did answer the question.
Because art is the answer.
Let's all say that together.
Art is the answer.
Squeaky, squeaky. I believe, for example, like she just said, art seems kind of such a distant world to some people, that we do live in that bubble where it's like, oh, we are so privileged to know this bubble that we sometimes forget that, for example, the kids have never felt the safety of that bubble. So when I was at Enterprise High School, some of the kids came in a little hot, you know, but I feel like I was able to relate to them, not only as a person of color, but my age, I'm a female, and in an environment where I can connect with them in different levels. So I felt, while we were doing the Octopus Project, that there was a few times where I felt these kids' guard come down.
Yeah, for sure.
Both excellent answers, and there is no Tower of Babel where creativity and art exists. I want to thank both Autumn and Mena for coming into studio today. Will not be the only time that you hear from them. We hope to be live at your mural mob.
Yes. Mural mob.
Come prime, baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Carnival is going to be December 4, 5, and 6, and it's the 10-year Shamsgiving anniversary, so that's something to mark on your calendars. We're going to have a three-day celebration with music, free concert with Selwyn Birchwood. Selwyn Birchwood is playing a community concert on December 6th, and we're going to have a big community art project. We're going to have stilt walkers and acrobats and dancers and costumes and feathers and beads and plumes, and it's going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. I just cannot wait. There is so much going on, folks. You can look at the Let's Go guide.
Mm-hmm. I do want to just say a little shout out that the Shamsgiving is part of the Arts Everywhere, which is a our November art-filled month, that it's a grant we received from Creative Pinellas to help support us with
Thank you.
So the Art Everywhere month coming up in Pinellas. November is something to be looking for. There's going to be art every day, someplace, somewhere. So be checking out Arts Everywhere. It's going to be a really great November for our area.
Creative Pinellas has funded so many fabulous people to do this and still keeping the arts alive.
We're honored to be in this cohort, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
absolutely. Pinellas. Well, thank you both for coming to studio. It's just been a pleasure. Folks, for Radio St. Pete, I want you to not walk, but run. Actually, dance.
Yes.
Or walk backwards. Or do something silly.
Portal. Portal to Shamsie.
Portal to Shamsie. Absolutely. And for Harry Potter and the team here, Autumn and Emma, I want to say art is the answer. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Bye, ladies.
Thank you.